Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin usually plays things close to the vest. Is that a nice way of saying it?
It's very fair. Yes, okay. It is.
Today, he was so close to the vest, there was no air getting in.
I don't even think he was...
It's like he was in a scuba suit.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, I was trying to think of something like there's the vest or
no whatever. Flotation there.
Nothing.
Except Shador is practicing, but is limited. When he was asked, will he be the number two quarterback this week?
He gave us a little. He's still dealing
practicing,
with back issues.
But limited. Yeah. The one thing I want to mention earlier in the show, Sam from Hudson said something, and when he called, and I couldn't agree with Sam more on this. And, okay. And Sam Moore, Sam and Dave. Anyhow, sorry.
Crack yourself up there.
I sure did, didn't I?
Yes.
It's this that Sam said that I think he's absolutely right, and I've always thought this. Great defenses are wonderful. Good defenses, great. Glad you have one. Good defense with bad offense has you at 2-6. You have to score points in today's NFL to win football games. You have a much better chance of in today's NFL of winning a football game 30-27 than you do of 17-14.
Jeff, you know that 20 number is kind of magical too. 21.
I don't mean the Browns. Teams have a better chance of winning, of allowing 27 but scoring 30. Than they do of holding a team down to 13, 14 points and scoring 17 to win. It just, offense is the way of the NFL these days. Defense can still win you football games. There's no question. No question. But the Browns have a pretty good defense and they're 2-6.
15.8, Jeff. That's the number. 15.8. Thank you, New Orleans. Thank you, Tennessee. Why? Because you're worse. 15.3. Tennessee is 14.4.
Yeah.
There are only six teams in the NFL that average less than 20 points per game. Carolina, Atlanta, Vegas, and us. And New Orleans, Tennessee. Sorry.
That's great, isn't it?
Indy is averaging 32.2 points per game.
Browns are second in total defense, Andy. 276 yards allowed per game.
That's great.
Exactly. That's kind of the point here, isn't it?
I don't know. At one point, I think the defense can average 15.8 points per game alone. Give me a couple scoop and scores and a pick six.
See, here's,
boom, you're 14 right there.
Well, here's the issue.
12 at least.
You can look at the defense in yards allowed. That's all well and good. But the Browns are very middle of the pack. In fact, a little on the other side, allowing 23 points a game. And if you're allowing 23 and scoring 15, guess what that means?
It means you're giving the ball up in good field position, too.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming the defense.
Yeah.
It means 2-6 is what
exactly
it means.
Yeah.
Because your offense stinks. Your offense stinks.
They did nothing to help their offense yesterday. So, I mean,
they've truly done nothing to help their offense. The couple of wide receivers were traded yesterday. And we know what we think about the wide receivers. I've made that very clear for way too long, and people are tired of hearing of it, except for one thing. It hasn't changed. Anyhow, Jacoby Myers went to, and Jacoby's a free agent at the end of the year. He was not the guy for the Browns to go pick up because he's a free agent at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they thought they could sign him and bring him in, which would be nice. I think the Jags, who the Browns, of course, have their first-round pick next year, Jags gave up. Believe it was a fourth and a sixth. I didn't double check it, but I'm looking at it right now and I'll tell you when I find it. But they gave up two picks for a guy who could be a rental for them. And so that's interesting because they're clearly trying to win. mean, they did that, showed that when they gave up next year's number one. Another trade that was made, interesting trade with a wide receiver, and it was Rashid Shaheed going from the New Orleans Saints going to the Seattle Seahawks. Now, Seattle has the best wide receiver in the NFL this year. Andy? Your man, JSN.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
They also have Torrey Holton, who's done a really nice job as a rookie.
He was what, like a fifth or sixth round pick?
He was drafted late, yeah.
Yeah. Funny how that works every once in a while.
You find a guy, and they went out and added another offensive weapon for their team. Shaheed would have been a guy who, though I think he's a good player, if the Browns brought him in, is he a game changer on this team? Probably not. Maybe. I don't know.
You have to get these. There's a point, though, that I kind of wonder, is it on the quarterback, right? Like, if you got to get him the ball. They got to get open. Does he see him? Does he not see him? There's a lot. You know, is the offensive line giving him enough time? There's a zillion different ways to look at this game. Could be the play calling.
We might have a different look at that.
That's true. Are we expecting anything more out of the offense? Because the only thing that changed on the offense is the guy that's sending in the plays.
That's it. That's the only thing that changed. You might find this surprising coming from me. Take a look at the Browns wide receivers. Jerry Jeudy. If Jerry were on a really, really, really good offense right now, he would be a great, don't get mad, a great number three receiver for a team.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a good number two receiver for a team. You know how I hate stacking them numerically.
Yeah, you can't stand that.
I don't like it. I like having, you know, these are our wide receivers and we make them all work, you know. Even though Jamar Chase is the number one guy in Cincinnati, you don't think T. Higgins is really dang good? He's really dang good. Here's what you might not believe from me. Cedric Tillman.
Be nice to have him back this week.
I think he's really intriguing. I want to see if he can do what he did when Jameis was throwing him the ball. We haven't really seen that since.
Yeah, if we didn't have the outside noise on this game about the number one pick, you would think that Tillman would probably be your number one or no less than your number three targeted receiver this weekend, right?
Okay, now let me continue.
Is that a fair point?
Yeah, maybe.
I would think that you're still going to throw to Njoku. Fannin's probably going to get covered. I mean, at some point, teams are going to kind of figure him out.
Well, can they cover? They traded their guys.
Well, that's true, too. I keep forgetting it's a Jets.
So I'm really intrigued by Cedric Tillman. I like Malachi Corley. I want to see more of Malachi Corley.
I like his speed.
I want to see more of Isaiah Bond. Let's see if you have anything there. I think Jamari Thrash is kind of interesting. So though I don't like the wide receivers as a group, there are four guys there that I think, let's see. The problem is this.
How many more games do we need to see on some of these guys?
Well, Andy, throw them the ball. That's the problem. Throw him the ball.
Throw and catch. That's the problem.
You have four guys who you think, wow, that guy could be interesting. You have one guy who you think, yep, he's an NFL wide receiver.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.